Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
In town last week, supporting Shania Twain, and we caught up with Rag & Bowman.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We are absolutely chuffed to bits to be joined in studio by Rag & Bowman, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome. Call you Rag & Bowman for the duration of the interview, or we call you Rory?
I mean, Rory's the name my mum gave me, so.
I think that's fair enough.
She'd probably appreciate that.
Yeah, she'd appreciate it.
Okay. How are you?
I'm really, really good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's a real honour to meet you in person. We've been fans of your music for such a long time. Your voice, your pipes. How do you mind those pipes?
I kind of sing and stuff, but I have vocal nodules at the moment.
Do you?
Yeah, which is, as you'll know, an absolute nightmare.
You've got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So how do you, like, have you ever suffered with that? Or have you strong
muscles? I feel like my voice is like an old record player or something. It's like...
Because it's quite gravelly.
Yeah.
It is. I feel like that would be.
And I don't know. I may be jinxing it, but I've never really broken my.
Okay, well, it's like a Nokia 3210.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's still got battery from 1998.
Well, listen. Actually, speaking of, did you always know you could sing, and did you get like voice training to, you know, sing from the stomach and all that? No. Wow.
Never had one bit of voice training. It was just, I guess, like importance of. Influence from my parents were just like let me listen to whatever I wanted. They had a big record collection and I was always encouraged to just pick out whatever I wanted to listen to.
Amazing.
And then because there were so many big voices in that collection, it was
like who?
BB King, Sam Cooke, all of that
right.
good stuff. It's like that's what I grew up on. So when I come to sing, it just come out like that.
You do kind of have an old-timey sound to your voice, like that big...
Yeah, I think it...
Vibrato
kind of,
and everything.
Kind of a bit like that because I was trying to... Originally was trying to just emulate other people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's kind of what you
well,
do
that's
when
kind
you
of what
learn
you know,
something.
Yeah.
You know, like you play guitar like such and such.
Yeah. Influences.
You know.
Interesting. So you're in Dublin supporting Shania Twain, Malahide, but only last week you were here supporting Pink and the Aviva.
I was.
Are you sick of Dublin?
Nah, I love it.
Have you been here the whole time or have you been bouncing around in between?
I've been back and forth. I've been to Cork, I went to Belfast.
Okay, so you've been in Ireland the past week?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and see, and nice, do anything cool?
Cork people are mad.
Yeah.
You know, in a good way.
Yeah, they are a bit tight.
I didn't know what to expect because I've never played anywhere outside of Dublin or Belfast.
Okay,
and I know the Dublin audience is amazing.
Mm.
But I didn't know what to expect to Cork and I was like, yo, these people are really up for it.
I think they're just delighted somebody's come all the way down.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I have one question about supporting Pink and the Aviva.
Yeah.
I really hope it's a yes to this question. Did you get strapped into the harness and go flying around on the...
No, but I wanted to.
On the strings,
really?
Yeah. Was there any option?
I feel like I might be a bit heavy set for that.
Don't say that.
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
But did you ask? There was no possibility
of
that
happening. To be honest, I'm petrified of heights. I wouldn't...
I was about to say that would be my worst nightmare.
Okay, yeah.
Come here, I want to come back to your name because I only recently actually was like playing one of your songs on the radio and was like, I've never actually Googled what that means. Actually, you know what? You're here yourself. Why did you go with Rag & Bone Man?
Do you have Rag & Bone Man in Ireland or have you?
No, it's definitely an English thing.
Okay. So, well, we don't have them anymore. This is that old time. But there was this TV show called Stepped On Sounds, a comedy. And my granddad used to make us watch it on Saturday mornings. Yeah. And I thought it was rubbish. But I just remembered it and a kind of fond memory of watching it with my granddad, this old black and white TV thing. And I grew up on blues music and it sounded like a blues name to me. So that's why I chose it. I know it's ridiculous.
Is Rag & Bone Man like one of the characters or one?
No, a Rag & Bone Man is somebody who used to go around on like a horse and cart and collect other people's scrap.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
you know
then sell them.
Yeah.
So it's like you're a grafter as well, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
A hard worker,
yeah.
You're also getting married this year, I believe.
Yes.
How's the preparation going?
It's all done. I've done
nice adjusted. One.
Yeah,
happy days.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah, apart from my suit, actually. You just reminded me. I've got to go get that sorted.
Okay.
But I think everything else.
There's a nice suit shop, Louis Copeland. That's
is
a
there?
Posh one, yeah, down
is
the road.
Posh?
Yeah,
it is a bit posh, yeah.
They might sort you out.
Okay.
Yeah. Get a hashtag collab with Louis Copeland in Dublin for your wedding. Who, come on, tell us, can you give us any juice? Who's the most famous person on the guest list as it stands?
I don't know famous people.
Really?
No.
Pink's not coming, like?
No.
Shania?
No. I haven't invited
not welcome.
Them, to be fair.
You do seem too cool to even...
Yeah, you've got your own crew.
You know what? I live quite a quiet life, and everyone's like... I remember it came out in the papers, and they were speculating, like, oh, my God, his guest list, there's literally no one.
Calvin Harris?
No.
Are you guys pals, you and Calvin?
I mean, we're colleagues.
He's
a nice dude. We just don't really know each other that well.
Yeah, like, we're together.
Every time we've collabed, it's been like... I've written a song and I've sent it to him.
Okay.
And then he's worked on it.
It's amazing, yeah.
Really ever been in a
Lovers team. In a Past Life is my favourite song of this summer so far.
It's the brilliant Rag and Bone Man. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashlyn.
A few weeks ago, we had Teddy Swims in the studio with us. Yes, he is another bearded... tattoo-faced man.
He is.
Yeah? And have you met him? Do you know him at all?
I haven't. I think we, like, maybe chatted on DM once.
Okay, cool. He was a really sound guy. He's obviously American. Yes. You're English. But he was a very cuddly man, and that is where the nickname Teddy comes from.
Is he?
And when he came in, he gave us all hugs. So, if you wouldn't mind, if this isn't a HR issue, would you mind giving me a hug, and I'll give you a rating compared to Teddy Swims?
You're going to rate my hug?
I'll rate your hug. Yeah, okay, we'll do it. Right? Okay, yeah. Headphones off.
Right. So you need to rate the hug.
You're a lot taller than me, so I'll have to go on my tippy toes.
What? How? Yeah, how tall are you? Oh.
How's that?
That was really good.
Was that really good, Ash?
That was really good, actually.
How does it compare to...
Teddy was more my height, so I kind of had to reach up, but you came down to my level.
Okay.
No, that was really nice.
May I ask you, Rory, what height are you?
I'm 6'6".
Wow. That's really tall.
I wish I was that tall. I'd love to see the world from...
You just hit your head all the time.
Yeah.
Is it annoying? Great for gigs, though, like standing at gigs. Well, you probably don't do that much.
Yeah, well, not great for other people.
Yeah, true. Do you feel kind of guilty?
Well, because I'm always sat in front... Whenever I sit down, or if it's a sit-down gig, I always look behind and I'm like... I give it the kind of look to say... Sorry. Yeah. But I can't really do anything.
What can I do? So normally when we have people on our show, we like to play this little game that we have created. It's extremely original and creative.
Right.
It's basically we make puns of your name and we do kind of a quick fire round of questions.
Okay,
will I kick it off?
Off you go, Ash.
All right, your name is Rag and Bone Man. So we're going Brag and Bone Man.
Yeah.
Brag about one of your hidden talents.
I can put... dental floss up my nose and out my mouth.
No!
And floss.
Ah! I want to dwell, but it is quick fire.
That's
insane. Stag and Bone Man, any plans for your stag party as you're getting married later in the year?
I am going fishing for 3 days.
Nice.
I actually am going fishing for 3 days.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Okay, Rag and Moan Man. Do you want to have a moan about something?
Traffic in Dublin is rubbish.
It's pretty bad.
I was like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. 40 minutes later.
Yeah, you were late.
I know. It wasn't... I know. And do you know what? I pride myself on never being late, and it really angers me to be late.
I'm always late for everything, so I don't care.
Okay. I'm like you. 10 minutes earlier, don't bother showing up at all. Yeah, yeah. Dragon Bone Man, is there any part of your job that you find kind of boring?
Waiting around all day.
For something to happen later, yeah.
Yeah.
Does shooting a music video take so long?
It's one of the most boring experiences.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We shoot a video here for something for work and it looks like it's a 15-second video. And you're like, why are we still here half an hour later? How many takes of this same movement? Why are they also needed? But I can't imagine it for a production like a bloody music video.
Well, when I did my last video, I think I started it at 8 a.m. and finished at like 11 p.m.
Oh, God.
At least it was a one-day job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rag and Scone Man. Okay. Do you like a scone?
I like a scone.
Oh, yeah. A scone. I know you'd say it differently.
Scone. A scone. You like scones?
No, I'm saying more like scone.
Well, you have a scone.
Okay.
Are we going jam and cream? Are we going jam and butter? What's the vibe? Raisins out.
My friends in Cornwall will probably kill me for this, but
go on.
I like cream first.
Oh.
Then the jam. I can't remember if it's the way they do it or not, but... Okay,
it's a tricky application.
Rag and Trombone Man, how many musical instruments can you play? Name them.
Guitar, piano, harmonica.
Cool.
Mandolin.
Wow.
That's about it.
Amazing, that's pretty good. I have one more. Rag and Bone Stan, would you consider yourself a stan of anyone?
Denzel Washington. I'm like a mega fan. I watched everything he's ever done, and I sat next to him on the Graham Norton show, and I've never been so nervous in my entire life.
Wow. Did he live up to your expectations?
He did. I just remember being so awkward talking to him. Like, just like a little boy.
I know.
Yeah.
He's a cool
guy. And I met Whoopi Goldberg, and I felt the same with her.
Yeah, but she's an icon, yeah.
You grow up, like, watching someone so much on different things, and it's the voice, it's like...
Everything about them, you're right there.
Oh my God, it's you. It's incredible. And all I could think to say to her was, she said, "Oh, can I get a hug?" And I was like, "I like hugs." And that was the most ridiculous thing to say. I was like, "Why did you say you like hugs?" You know, when you can replay it in your mind and you're like, she must think you're just an idiot.
Is that why you didn't say that to me when I asked for a hug?
I like hugs, yeah.
An absolute pleasure to chat to you this morning. It's
Thank
Rag and
so
Bone on Spin,
me.
Everybody. Thank you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.